Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
Episode 91.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of summer.
Middle of summer. Not really an explosive summer yet.
I'm kind of
waiting for...
The wedding?
Yeah, maybe the wedding.
I don't get the sense the wedding's going to be explosive.
I know, and I'm disappointed by that.
And I mean literally explosive. I'm waiting for something
right.
to blow up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think... Well, there's no, like, murder whodunit.
Right. I don't think anyone's going to be murdered anytime soon.
Okay. Well, let's play a game.
Okay.
If somebody were to get murdered, who would it be?
Oh. Everyone wants to murder Adam, but they can't murder Adam because he just came back.
Yeah, I feel like that's predictable.
Yeah.
I would say if somebody were to get murdered, it would be Nikki. Because really, the actress wants to take a vacation and she needs to be gone for a little while.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I can see Kyle getting murdered by Theo.
I could. Yeah.
You know.
Some sort of whodunit, but then they like come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, that's not going to happen. So.
No, I don't think so.
They're not. They haven't even gone up and like to the cabin.
Mm-mm.
The summer has
not been a weekend at the lake.
Do you think anything with Christoph St. John's death had to do with, like, changing some storylines?
That could be, yeah. That things that they had planned to do with him, they can't do
Lily.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's a good point.
I don't know.
Makes sense.
Well, either way. So, should we talk about Nick and Adam and Christian and...
Custody.
All of that.
Orama.
Custody Orama.
Yes.
So I think the last time we left off, Victoria had gotten temporary custody for 3 months.
No. Yeah.
I don't know that
there was a time limit on it.
I feel like they said something like 3 months.
And then we'll come back.
Get your business straight.
Yeah.
Come back and we'll figure it out.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
And so Victoria has Christian.
Mm-hmm. And we see Christian, but we don't see her other two kids ever.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That
are they casting some new children?
Or they don't want to deal with having more than one kid on set at a time, because you know I've been around kids that age and they get bored.
You think Christian maybe this new aged up actor?
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs a little help.
Oh, no. Actually, the new Christian isn't so bad as an actor. The kid playing Connor.
I thought the Christian was
terrible.
Worse. Oh, really?
No. And it just might be Connor had longer scenes to be bad
in actual lines.
Yeah.
He was exactly what I thought a child actor should be on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Christian,
but
I feel like,
so terrible.
Looks off screen and he's like, oh, there's my dad. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
He's not as focused and polished as the Connor kid.
No,
but the Connor kid I find is much more irritating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Well, okay, let's focus on Christian's custody then. So, I feel like he is around a lot. And so Victoria's like, let's go to the park. They're always in the park.
They're always
all the
in
time,
the park.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess there's your summertime, I don't know, set. Yeah. It's really lame.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nick and Adam are arguing constantly, like, no, he's my son. No, blah, blah, blah. So Adam wanted to have a visit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because both of them are being given supervised visits.
So does that mean Victoria is the one supervising?
So Victoria or the nanny
that
has to be there. And I don't know if it's
questionable.
Well, she's the guardian, so that makes sense.
Okay.
And the nanny is someone who...
Highly subjective.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the part that I didn't think was appropriate. But there didn't seem to be like a court-ordered caseworker person supervising. And I think that would be the best thing.
Yeah. It was like somebody who...
It was from the court.
Yeah. They always have this really judgy person who has a notepad.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's trying to impress them.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that.
They don't have that person.
Anyway. Okay. So Adam wanted a visit and he's making a really big deal about it. And
Victoria's brushing him off.
Yeah.
You know, she's not even entertaining the idea. And
no.
I think that's a big mistake too.
Yeah.
Because she's in violation of the court order.
Totally. Which he said. I think he got Michael
often
on board or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To basically be like, listen. And at the same time, I liked that Sharon as Adam's confidant, mm-hmm. was saying, you know, everything you're doing right now is wrong.
Right. You need to just calm down.
Yeah. And so either way, so he gets to have his visit with Christian.
Yeah.
God, can they have names that are slightly different?
No, they can't.
I need like an Adam and, oh, I guess we already have an Adam. So yeah. Say Steve and
we need a
John.
Brendan.
Yeah. Brendan. That's a good one.
Kirk.
Kirk.
Chet.
Chet. Ooh, I like that. Yeah. So he has the visit and he's trying to play soccer with mm-hmm. Christian.
Well, they showed flashback of Victor playing soccer with Adam when he was a little boy.
Yeah.
And he didn't know that Victor was his father.
Yeah.
And so he thought, okay, that's how we do it in the family.
Yeah.
You win the kids' love through soccer.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you throw it at them at yeah. the least opportune moment. Oh, yes. By the way, I'm your dad.
Yeah. Totally.
Which is kind of what Adam did.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone around him is saying, please don't do this. This is bad for the child.
Yeah.
If you're trying to be a good dad,
yeah.
you will do the opposite of this. And you wait for him to come to you.
Oh, my gosh,
and,
totally.
You know, at least give him more than 5 minutes of contact with Uncle Adam before you reveal that you're Daddy Adam.
Yeah. It was like, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit much. And then the nanny grabbed Christian. They went away. It was disturbing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and Nick heard him right as he was like, and by the way, I'm your father.
Right. Yeah. And
so they got in a big fight. And
Adam and Nick.
Yeah. Adam and
Not
Nick.
Adam and Christian. No. Nick and Christian.
Christian was Christian like, was I already fine. Know this soccer skill.
Yeah. Right.
No. Yeah. So Nick punches Adam many times. Mm-hmm. They have a good
but
fight.
But still not convincingly, in my opinion. Mm. That was a pretty sad brother fight.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it had to be over quickly.
Yeah, and they only get like one take, right?
Right.
So, yeah. So then, I don't know. I just felt like, again, let's reinforce the judge's message that neither of you should have custody.
Right. Yeah.
For
yeah.
a variety of like manipulative and physical reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it seems like Adam is like, every night before he goes to bed, he's highlighting a new copy of the custody agreement and figuring out, okay, tomorrow's goal is going to be to ensure that this part of the agreement is
yeah.
is held up. Because otherwise, you know, I'm going to be on my speed dial to the judge.
Yes.
And reporting in that they're not playing fair.
Yeah. And overall, I just don't even care. And I think that's my problem.
Yeah. I don't really care who Christian's
just
with.
Just figure it out. Just, yeah, I don't know.
Because I do feel like after seeing Adam with Connor, that once he's got Christian as his son and is raising him, preferably with Sharon, that he'll be a good dad. He has the potential to be a good dad. Right now he's just being a bad person.
He's just being kind of bratty.
Yeah.
He's like emotionally immature when it comes to parenting.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think this whole Sharon thing's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because then after the fight, he needs somebody to nurse his wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And did they go back to his penthouse?
They went back to his penthouse and she pulled out the emergency kit, which had some kind of
peroxide?
I was trying to figure out what it was.
Okay.
It was like in a big blue bottle and she was dabbing it on his face. And I was like, what is that supposed to be? Is it just tap water?
Unfortunately, that tells you how boring that scene was.
Yeah, right? Yeah, if that was my focus, was like, okay, she's doing a great job not taking the blood actually off.
Yeah.
But
just dabbing.
Just dabbing.
Gentle
for
dabbing.
An hour.
Seductive, flirty dabbing.
Yeah, I'll dab you. It was like, I didn't get it.
Yeah, because then they
did it.
Yeah, they did do it. And it was
and
like,
appeared to enjoy it.
So I even went back because I was like, how long has it been since Sharon and Adam, the character,
mm-hmm.
have had sex?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, but do you remember when they went to Louisiana?
I do. I liked that part.
Yeah,
that
there were so many stills of that. That must be like a really, you know, a poignant
Well, they paid
moment.
To actually go there.
Yeah,
they weren't
true.
Just, you know,
yes.
in Paris with an accordion. They
true.
Were actually
true.
In Louisiana,
yes, that's
actually
true.
In New Orleans.
Yeah, that's, yes, okay. And so I was thinking, well, that was like one of their big, like, we're meant to be mm-hmm. together moments.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. So I don't know if they've.
I don't know.
It seems
I don't
a long
think
time.
So. Yeah. I think they remembered how.
Yeah. And.
But I love the fact that within 10 minutes, they're having a fight and.
Oh, yeah.
Never
want to
see each other again. And it was like, wow, that was a short respite.
So I have the most ridiculous question.
Oh, goody.
Were they married?
At one point they were married.
Okay,
yeah.
I could
yeah,
not
they have
remember.
Been married to, they have been married to each other.
I thought for sure, but mm-hmm. she's already a Newman. I just can't even believe I can't remember this, having
it
watched
after,
every episode ever.
Yeah, it was after she divorced Nick, but before she married Victor.
How do you remember that? Wow. Okay.
I don't know. I can't
wow,
remember
like
my own name
Newman
most of
Newman.
The time. But yeah.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, either way, they hit it. Mm-hmm. It was hot.
And then it was over.
But then, okay, my favorite part is, meanwhile, while they're having the sex.
Their moment.
Did Adam call in the assault to the police or
yes.
did some? Okay.
No, Adam called it in because, you
okay,
know.
Okay, because he's Adam.
Yeah.
Right. So then Ray gets assigned to the case.
Right, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And to his credit, he did try to get out of it.
Yeah, that's true. He was like, I don't think I'm the right person for yeah. this. And they're and like, no, they're like, you should definitely investigate.
Right. You're the only
your
cop
ex-girlfriend.
We have.
Yeah, totally. So he's going around town asking, and they're like, yeah, it was Adam Newman. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, so then he goes over to Adam's penthouse, and they're like just finished.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon is still upstairs getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam opens the door, and Ray's like, can I come in? And Adam's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, now's not a good time. It's
yeah.
No, really, it's
yeah,
not
like,
a good time.
Like, he should have left a tie on the door.
Right, exactly.
But Ray is just pushy, like, well, I need mm-hmm. to ask you questions.
Mm-hmm.
So while he's questioning Adam, Sharon comes down the stairs,
flouncing.
Like, yes, tying her dress, and she's like, I'm so hungry.
Right. It's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, and Ray's mouth dropped open, and then he got those big puppy dog eyes and was going to smear his mascara. And it's like, I felt bad for him. And then it was like, well, no.
Oh.
You guys broke up, and that's what
I
happens.
Felt like that was one of the most satisfying moments I've seen on this show in a while. I don't know why.
Of
for me, like,
but you know,
Ray drives me nuts.
Yeah, Ray drives everybody nuts. But if Sharon had been doing it deliberately, then I would have gotten more satisfaction out of it,
oh,
I think.
And I liked but it,
was
but it
just,
wasn't deliberate.
It was just random. You know, the one time Ray comes over to talk to Adam.
Yeah.
There comes Sharon in the post-glow.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah. But then immediately, then they have this big blow-up fight mm-hmm. because she thinks that Adam is being manipulative mm-hmm. and, you know,
yeah,
as always.
Yeah, all the usuals.
That's just what they do though.
Yeah. That's their thing.
They're, you know,
so they're not, they're,
that's why it's so hot.
That's right. They're having a fight, but they're not broken up. But wait, we're not
wait.
Together, are we?
Yeah. Are they?
Or,
yeah. They're not even a
or
thing,
are we?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So they'll have to have
yeah.
sex 8 or 9 more times before they actually decide.
So do you think they'll get married and then
I don't
they get
think
Christian?
So.
Okay. I don't get the sense they get married.
I don't think because it's so weird. Sharon's like the stable.
Yeah.
The most stable person in Genoa City right now.
But she can save him.
And yes, she can save him. But I don't think she doesn't have to get married anymore. She's not so compelled to be married.
Okay.
And I think that's an interesting thing that the show is showing a lot of these days.
Sure.
It's like, you know, Billy and Victoria are clearly in a marriage relationship, but they're not married. And they made that real clear.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be fewer weddings in the future.
I hope they do get married in a weird way. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't
because they're
why.
One of my
I'm
more
I'm
favorite
fine
couples.
Either way. Yeah, I want them to. I feel like if they get married, though, then they're going to have to get divorced at some point.
Well, naturally, sure.
Yeah.
That's a ways
that's,
down.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
that's
not,
8 months away.
Yeah, sure. Next summer.
Right. They'll have a back-to-school wedding.
A back-to-school wedding. Mm-hmm. Shot and register for backpacks and pencils.
Exactly. For all the kids that they're raising.
Yeah, they're going to need it.
Yeah.
So then meanwhile, Nick is, I don't know, where does Nick
getting
stand?
Getting closer with Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And
they seem like they're like an insta couple. They're already a thing.
Yeah, they're already a thing.
They haven't said a thing. They haven't kissed. They haven't had the sex.
They haven't kissed yet?
No.
Oh, I thought they had. Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. If they did, it wasn't memorable.
But they just like have fit into this very like domestic.
They're in a groove. Yeah, for sure.
So I just feel like she'll bring it up occasionally, like, people say that I'm not grieving or something. I'm like, yeah, because I keep thinking that.
Yeah, because you're clearly in another relationship with this other guy who you used to be in a relationship with.
So her lawyer, her
husband's
Calvin,
best friend, who is also their lawyer, shows up.
Yeah, to read her rights. No,
to let her know that Calvin did
leave her
adequate funds for her and Connor, an education trust fund for Connor.
Yeah.
And what, $5 million cash for her.
And she was surprised because they had a prenup.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the best prenup ever, where you can just ignore it. And it's not that you don't get any of my money if I'm dead, but you know,
yeah,
you get a little bit.
So, and maybe I'm just wildly out of place. For as rich as he sounded, I felt like $5 million was a little paltry.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. I thought so.
I was like,
and I caught myself thinking, you know, well, $5 million, that's not very much. And then realizing, oh my God.
I know.
How did I become the person where $5 million is not enough?
Yeah. Because I think it's in 2019 where it doesn't get you that much money scale of being wealthy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she could spend easily $1 million on a house, and it's not even that much. Well, here in Portland.
Oh, well, yeah. She could get a house and a half in Geno City.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not really.
I was like, I don't know, maybe I was too, like, by the book about it. I was like, well, by the time she pays
off
for
the taxes on it.
Yeah. And she's basically got nothing.
Right.
She won't fit in with, and well, I don't know.
And
then
she's not super rich like everybody else who's rich on the show. And but maybe then, that's why they had it be only $5 million.
I guess, but there was somebody who, maybe Nick or somebody, came up to her and was like, oh, now that you've got all this money. And
I
was like,
that was Phyllis.
Oh, yeah, because Phyllis was trying to get, and I was like, she doesn't hardly have anything. Yeah. Not compared to the Newmans or the Abbotts.
Right. Yeah. Or Devon.
Maybe even Michael and Lauren. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
I guess Lauren's got Fenmore's.
Right.
So, yeah, I was just thinking, she basically is still running a coffee house.
Yeah.
You know, like, $5 million doesn't sound like
it's
a lot.
It's not that much. I wouldn't turn it down.
Oh, yeah.
Feel free to leave it on my doorstep.
I would
That's
take
fine.
$500. Just
I'd take
any
five,
free money.
You know. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
But I still think that the lawyer guy was creepy. And
oh, way creepy. I thought he was intentionally creepy.
Yeah. No, I think that that's by design. But I think also that Calvin's family is going to show up, and he's going to have, you know, his daughter is going to show up, and his daughter is older than Chelsea, and say, you know, you stole this money from us, and it belongs to us, and you need to give it back. And she'll have anxiety over that.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah,
I don't know why it wouldn't be a son.
I was shocked that they even went this way, because I just thought they were like, Calvin was just some sort of plot device.
Yeah, he was in the way. Get rid of him.
Yeah, he's dead. Okay, move on. Mm-hmm. You know, because she's not grieving and she's with Nick all the time.
Well, and that'll give more credence to the relatives who come and say you were a gold digger.
Totally. Oh, yeah, totally.
So
yeah, for sure.
I could see it going that way.
So anyway, she's got her new money, and then Nick, I don't know, Nick just spends a lot. Oh, I love Nick's dad polo, by the way. like props to those costume people who are like, let's put him in a polo.
Yeah, that is a, you know, he didn't have the khaki pants on, but only because it was too warm out.
was like, oh, hit us over the head, why don't you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So then they decide to go get, or have Connor come
back. Connor come home, right? With Anita, his grandma, who I love, and
I wish she was on way
be
more.
A regular.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Especially with the absence of Gloria.
I know. She could fill
we
in
need
that
a
spot.
Mother-in-law like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she brought Connor home, and it was all hugs and kisses.
He didn't like Connor.
No, he was too much of a child actor. He was too... Hi, I love you, mommy.
Like those SNL skits where they do like Disney shows, yes, or whatever, and they're all yelling all the time.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, no, he was just a little bit too sincere. And gosh, you know.
Yeah. I guess I appreciated that he seemed to remember his lines as opposed to Christian, who is easily distracted and looks confused at all moments.
Well, you know, Kyle does that as well. I'm noticing that Kyle has a head tilt and looking off camera often, and he's turned it into a character flaw.
Okay.
That people
like he
will
can't
ask
remember
him,
his lines.
Yeah, like he can't remember his lines, and he's looking to see what they are because he looks at the same place every time, which isn't natural.
I'll have to be looking for this now.
Yeah, and like there was, I think on Friday, he was talking with Lola and was looking off to one side, and you could just kind of see her trying to move her head so that she's in his eye space, you know. And it was just like, dude, learn your lines.
He's working on his body,
I guess, and his hair.
Yeah. His hair. I'm sorry.
It's so high.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I posted on Instagram like a side thing because I was like, his hair, what is up with his hair? And I really spent a lot of time on Google trying to read, like, what year does his hair remind me of? I'm like, okay, like 10 years ago. David Beckham 10 years ago. And it was like every photo I found of David Beckham, I'm like, that's Kyle's hair. Mm-hmm. And that tells you...
That style has now made it to Wisconsin.
Yeah. Totally. So, anyway.
Anyway, so Kyle or...
Connor.
Connor.
There's too many C's and K's. The K sound.
You know, he comes back and he's fully acclimated and doesn't seem to care that they're living at Nick's.
He was hilarious. The writing was amazing where he was like, I'm so sad. Calvin's dead. Mm-hmm. I have no dad. And he's really mopey about it. And then Chelsea was like, ooh, well, actually, then your real dad is alive. Yeah. And then it was like the grief for Calvin was gone in an instant. And he was like, oh, sweet, I got a dad. Let's go meet him.
Right now.
Now.
Right now.
He was very insistent.
He was very insistent, and Chelsea was a very poor mother at that time. She needed to just say no.
Yeah.
It is 9:05 and your bedtime is 9:00. We'll do it tomorrow. Daddy will be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that then she could call him and say, Adam.
Why couldn't she even just drop Adam a text? It was like she kept calling and Adam wouldn't answer and then she wouldn't leave a message or I don't know. But I was like, just shoot him a text because he was intentionally not answering the phone.
Yeah.
That's
what texting is for, people.
Yes, I know.
So you don't have to actually communicate or verbally.
Even, you know, send him a picture of Connor's mopey face like, hey, by the way, he knows and he wants to meet you.
Right.
I don't know.
With a little card that Connor makes. I love you, Daddy.
So this brings up where I'm just curious because it's all been about Christian. Mm-hmm. Christian this, Christian that. And he really hasn't talked about Connor.
Mm-mm, not at all.
And
really.
So... What now that he's...
Where's the outrage of, Chelsea, you're keeping my son from me?
Yes.
Yeah. No,
it hasn't been
there
at all.
He can only do that with one kid at a time.
Okay. Well, now that Connor's going to be in his life, what does that look like with Christian?
That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Is he...
Does he get bored? He's like, well, now I already got a son.
Yeah. Is he going to make more of a play for Chelsea? Because he's done that a couple times.
No.
Of, you know... Come on, Chelsea, we belong together. And Chelsea's like, you know, really not so much. Mm. I'm okay.
There are some really rabid Chelsea Adam fans out there, though.
Yeah, they're wrong.
It's just not my flavor.
No. Adam and Sharon forever.
Yeah.
Oh, I heart them so much.
Because they fight a lot.
Yeah.
Good fights.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting when they have scenes of... Connor and Christian at the same time.
Do you think,
say, hey, you guys are actually brothers.
Do you think Connor and Christian will even like each other?
I don't think so. I think Connor is going to be really jealous.
He does seem
he didn't
like,
have any dads for a nanosecond.
Right.
And he was very sad.
Yes.
And now this other kid is claiming Adam as his dad. Oh, hell no. They're going to throw down. It's going to be Nick and Adam all over again. I know.
They probably won't, but I hope so.
And they won't now, but when they finally get aged up in 20 years. Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Well, do you have anything else to say about that whole stuff?
No. All the custody stuff is...
I mean, at least they haven't been in a courtroom for like
that's true
19 episodes, yeah. But I just want it to be over.
Yeah, I'm over it. I want Christian to go, with Adam and Sharon.
Okay.
And then he has partial custody, weekends with Connor, and
sure,
everybody's happy.
Yeah, and then let's move on to actual drama.
Well, and then Nick can pay attention to Faith.
Yeah.
You know, she's getting the short end of the stick for sure.
Nick needs sure, he can be with Chelsea.
He needs a pet. he needs a dog.
Sure. I mean, that's what I was going to say, like a 29-year-old new romance that he can impregnate. That too.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he's Victor's son.
Yeah.
He should be spreading the seed.
Far and wide.
Yeah. He's got to have many children.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he's got the dad polo on, so
yeah, he's all set up, you know.
I wondered about the casting of Monique, the nanny, because it was very intentional that she would never be a love interest with Nick.
Yeah,
and I because I kind of in my mind, you know, when they talk about the nanny.
Oh sure,
I have
always the nasty nanny.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that, I mean, that's what I was picturing in my head.
Yeah,
but I guess maybe I was I'm kind of over Nick and Chelsea or Nick and Sharon, you know, I just would kind of to see, or Phyllis,
fresh.
Yeah, something different. Yeah,
I would be behind that.
Although I guess he's a little preoccupied.
Yes.
Okay. How about Victor's health scare
moment? So Victor was at Jabot for some reason.
He went with Jack, and they kind of had this weird heart to heart moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's been great being rivals for the last 70 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I really enjoy hating you. Oh, me too. Yeah. Yeah.
Share a cheers, a glass. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it seemed bizarre.
I kind of liked it in a weird way. It was like if you'd had somebody, your enemy or your rival, I suppose, your whole life.
Nemesis.
And then the idea of them being gone, it would be like, well, wait, what am I doing with myself?
Yeah, but I don't think that you would seek that person out and say, you know what, it's been great.
I don't know.
I really
they challenged
got a lot
each other.
Out of, yeah, I really got a lot out of our our hatred of each other and all the business stuff. And
Sleeping with each other's wives.
Right,
and
fighting
over our children.
Mm-hmm. And grandchildren. Yeah. And, yeah.
So either way, they had this moment, which was kind of nice. And then Victor said, well, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. And he goes down to the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it's like he's...
He's having an episode of some
sort. Yeah, I don't know. He's kind of passing out or he's... Yeah, something.
Yeah.
So who'd he call first?
He called Nikki.
Oh, he did. And she didn't answer.
And she didn't answer.
Helpful.
And he didn't text her.
I thought he was going to call 911.
Yeah.
But he called Jack.
Yeah.
And which I loved that.
I really see that part I liked. And Jack was just like, he answered the phone with this sassy comment and then was like, oh shit, something's really going on.
Yeah.
And
ran
down
and
there
basically
and
saved
got,
Victor.
Yeah. And got medical attention for him. Snuck in Nate.
Oh, yeah.
To
that's
preserve
right.
Victor's dignity so that not everyone would know that whatever's going on actually happened. And I thought that was really, that was sweet and nice.
Uh-huh.
And okay. They've been rivals all these years, but when it comes down to something serious and significant, he was able to put it aside and, okay, you're a human being who needs help.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some help.
I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
So, but then they're...
Oh, now they're besties. Oh, yay.
That's like an odd couple moment. Yeah, I like that. Can they just be friends for a little while?
Yeah, you know, have them go on vacation together. And
yeah, Jack
wear
can
matching
show
shirts.
Victor what to wear on vacation. So was there anything else after that though? Other than Victor let Summer know that he's been let Summer know he's been sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was
that was it.
Okay. So are they planting a seed?
I think they are.
That things are going to get a lot worse.
Yeah. I really don't think that actor is going to be with the show much longer, regardless of his personal health or whatever, but And it's the end of an era.
Well, yeah. I mean, geez.
He's been the show for 40 years. So, I think that they're trying to find a way to respectfully have him bow out gracefully rather than blowing him up or having him fall in a volcano.
Wanted an explosive summer.
It's going to have to be explosive in another way.
I guess. Okay. How about Billy? Let's talk about Billy real quick.
I'm so over this whole storyline. Except, you know, I watched like 8 episodes in a row. So, you get in that zone and was watching it and going, well, okay, I can see where they're going with this. And, you know, when he started getting the books about ghosts and things.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, oh, dude, just raid my library. I'm sure I've got, mystic stuff that you can read. And if it does go where he's looking like it's going to,
will he tell me more
that he's gonna do seancey stuff and he's gonna be pouring a salt circle and lighting black
you
candles
think they're gonna do
and they're gonna do all that stuff
what?
And then he's gonna accidentally set the house on fire and then everyone will know Billy's been doing some really weird stuff in the basement trying to connect.
I would love it if they went in this direction.
It would be interesting, but
I thought.
What do you think is?
Well,
he's
I don't.
Just gonna,
I really don't.
He's just
know.
Having a nervous breakdown.
I feel like it stalled a little bit for me in that, like initially, because we had said, "Oh, well, it's Billy. It's not
doing.
There's
the
not really a ghost. It's,
right.
It's Billy is doing these things and he doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
And even Sharon, he kind of like divulged some of this to Sharon. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what's going on. There's some weird stuff. Da-da. And she was like, "You need to see a counselor.
And counselor who's not me, and also someone who is qualified."
Yes,
and he went to a counselor, and,
I
liked her. She seemed competent, and she was.
But it was like it was a one-off where it didn't seem like he was going back.
No.
She's not like the new Dr. Melfi. He's just like, okay, I'm going to go this one time and talk about it, and then continue into my craziness. Mm-hmm. But I guess what I'd hoped and is very unlikely is that as he continues to like devolve into this crazy space, that then he goes into the mental hospital because it's always women,
right? Yeah, it is nice to see a guy losing his nuts.
But I just don't think they're going that way. But I don't really know. I honestly can't guess. Other than I think you nailed it when you said like it'll all get resolved on Halloween, whatever it is.
Yeah, I think that's
okay.
If not, that's really too bad because that really fits together nicely. Just saying.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But yeah, because Billy had.
I do think he's going off the rails. And so it would make sense if there was like a weird accident or something happened because he's not acting normally.
Mm-hmm.
But he's obsessed with Adam. Like all the writing on the wall that he's seeing.
Well, that Adam is a villain and Adam is going to do something else. And you have to stop Adam from doing whatever it is he's going to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't think Adam is really interested in what you think is going to happen.
Yeah.
And so I think, that was one of the people who was a suspect if Adam was murdered.
Sure.
Then it would come out that Billy had all of these,
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like I'm just like not sure where it's going.
Yeah, I'm kind of missing a piece.
But I'm just waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do think I don't know, Victoria maybe should have her eye on this a little bit more.
Well,
like
Victoria,
where's he been?
Victoria has been juggling a lot of balls
I
at once.
Guess so.
And I feel bad for her because she's running Newman Enterprises and she's now custodian of another child. And she has two young kids of her own.
I guess so, yeah.
And.
But he's just been gone a lot. I mean, if nothing else, she should think he's gambling. He's
And
regularly not available on his phone.
Well, and he's regularly drinking.
Yes.
Heavily.
Yes.
So yeah, no. There's not been enough attention paid to the fact that Billy is, falling apart in front of everybody's eyes.
Yeah.
And, if we can see it, why can't they?
Yes, it's true. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. Okay, let's knock out Phyllis's new business, and then we'll talk about Kyle and Lola.
Okay.
What is Phyllis's new business?
Well, Phyllis...
Something about a hotel. The Phoenix.
Yes. The Golden Phoenix. Oh, okay. Which to me sounds like a Chinese restaurant. You know, no disrespect. I would go there.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure I would want to stay there as a hotel. I don't know why. It sounds like a skeevy hotel. And it's not a Phoenix Rising from the Ashes boutique hotel.
I get
it's
what you're
more
saying.
Of a, yeah, wow. People have smoked here for 40 years and that smell ain't ever coming out.
I see what you're saying.
Kind of a place.
Yes. Well, so she wants to build a hotel? No, the hotel's already built.
Yeah, she wants to take over the hotel.
Okay.
And she doesn't have the money to do it.
Yeah.
And so she goes to everyone in town, slowly
basically
but surely.
Basically begging.
Yeah. And I thought it was really interesting listening to Nick talking about money.
Oh, my God. I
and
know.
How, you know, yes, I had $500 billion dollars or whatever, and I gave
I
most of
help
it away.
People.
And now I want to be helpful. And I'm just sitting here going, you have no idea
oh my gosh.
What money is.
Yes.
You know,
no.
You've never had to, and I think Phyllis made that point. She's like, yeah, this is coming from the guy who has never had to make rent.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, he doesn't even know what that phrase means.
No.
Yes, he's had his
he's so detached
businesses
from reality.
That didn't work out.
And yeah.
Yeah, but he's never been in financial peril at all.
But he's like bent on this philanthropic journey of like, I'm just here to like help poor people have a home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on a homeless
kick.
If
I was there, I would punch him like Adam does.
Well, right in the throat. Because why doesn't he talk to Phyllis and say, Phyllis, this hotel that you're doing should be accessible to low-income people.
Okay, sure.
You know?
But no.
Why not?
I mean,
and it doesn't even occur to him
that
he can marry those two ideals that he wants. He has all this money, but he wants to spend it in a, you know, fiscally responsible, conscious way.
Sure.
But it doesn't occur to him, you know, here's the most obvious thing you can do with that money if homelessness is your new cause. Hello?
But so this, the Golden Phoenix, is that what you said?
That's what I thought that she had named it.
So that's
it might
gonna,
just be the Phoenix.
She's going to get it, and it's going to be a new set, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think, I hope so.
I mean, why would they keep bringing it up, and she's hustling all over town?
Yeah. And I thought for a minute, because after Nick turned her down, she was talking to Nikki.
I know.
And I thought Nikki was going to be in on it. And it was just like, that would have been fun.
Yeah, that would have been
watching
a good
the two of them going at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But no, Nikki's like, no, I'm much too busy taking care of Victor. Oh, look, he left me a message. All it says is, I can't breh. Well, what does that mean?
She's having a coffee in the coffee house.
Yeah. While her husband is practically literally dying across the street in a parking garage.
Yeah.
But she says no, she's not going to do it. And then Phyllis is insulting Chelsea enough that Chelsea wouldn't give her any money,
if
Phyllis knew that Chelsea had money all of a sudden. So she's burning more bridges than...
So did she find a partner? I
no,
can't even...
not
okay.
yet.
Hmm. So how's she going to get the money?
She's going to get it somehow. I don't know how.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Hmm. Okay. Bank heist.
Yes.
No. I don't even know if they have banks there. Everybody just has their own money and giant. Everybody has like a room, you know, like in DuckTales where he was like, diving into the gold coins. I feel like everybody in Genoa City has one of those.
Scrooge McDuck is who you just referenced.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. But yeah, I get it. No, she'll find the money somewhere.
Okay.
And what I would love is if Mama Rosales came back and, but she's,
I don't think
she
they'd
doesn't
be
have
good
any
business
money.
Partners.
I know. It'd be funny to watch.
They'd kill each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I've noticed on the gram that there's a lot of people who don't realize that Michelle Stafford is the original Phyllis.
Oh, they need to go back.
Yeah. And as
a newbie, you know, I haven't been watching it my whole life the way you have been.
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, even I know that.
Well, so there's a lot of people who are hating on Michelle Stafford. Be like, oh, no, the other one was better. And it's like, well, no, they were both. Let's just say they're both great.
Both great.
They
different
bring different
styles.
Things.
Yeah,
yes.
Different styles.
But Michelle Stafford is definitely the person who made Phyllis for 20 years.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the character has regressed in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. I think, to being
petty and yeah. jealous of nothing and snarky and yeah. mean. And,
yes.
And I love it.
Yeah.
It's and I also much more fun.
She's way more of a wild card mm-hmm. in that, like, she
could
will.
She could rob the bank.
Or she will run you over in her car on purpose.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So just watch out. Yeah. It's coming. Yeah. I feel like the return of this Phyllis is mm-hmm. still very tame compared mm-hmm. to what
they're,
she could
they're breaking,
do.
They're breaking it in slowly.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Now, did she sleep with Theo?
Not. I don't think so, but I God, it's got to be coming.
Yeah, he's been.
Oh, yeah.
Flirting.
So, yeah, they've
and
had a lot
kinda
of.
And she's just kind of laughing at him, and but I can see her going, yeah, okay. Sure, why not?
It's got to happen.
Yeah.
It has to.
Yeah.
Because they keep putting them together. You don't mm-hmm. really see Summer and Theo together very much.
Not very much.
I mean, a little bit here and there, yeah. like at a party or a social mm-hmm. event, but certainly not like lovey-dovey or sexy well, time or anything
and
like
they,
that.
They make it real clear. You know,
they're not a couple.
That they're like, we're just having fun together. Yeah. We're not a couple. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
But only with each other.
Sort of, yeah.
Right.
And but then he's like making eyes at Phyllis the whole time.
Yeah.
So I need that to happen.
Yeah, me too. Big time. Big time. I've become really fond is not the right word, but I guess accepting of Theo as a character because he is a catalyst for hilarity.
Oh, yeah. He's funny.
He's an ass. Yeah. I love it. It's yeah. so great.
Yeah. I feel like maybe when they first brought him on, we weren't sure. Like, he could have been like the, you know, a good guy in a leather mm-hmm. jacket. But mm-hmm. no, he's clearly an instigator no. of a lot of things.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, and he's been for a long time pushing Kyle and saying, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, let's have fun. Let's go out all night. And we, you know, you're yeah. such a baby now. And we talked about this last time. And
yeah.
But suddenly he's been coming on as really menacing.
Yeah. And I like, know.
Dude, I know things that you did in New York.
Yeah.
And I can tell stories about you.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what those stories are. Because in the years gone by, it would have been that Kyle had done gay stuff. And now nobody
no.
would care.
I don't think it's that. So
yeah, I don't think it's that either.
At their
but
party,
I want to know what it is.
Did you catch where it was like when they got into a spat.
Mm-hmm. A ruckus.
I feel like I should go back and watch to verify. But I feel mm-hmm. like Theo was bringing it up. Mm-hmm. Something. And Kyle was like, I didn't know she was 17 or something
right.
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, he said yeah. something like that.
And then
I
maybe
think that there was a reference about that with Jack, like many weeks ago, of that something happened and the girl got paid off.
So, yeah, I think I do remember. I was thinking she either had a baby mm-hmm. or had an abortion mm-hmm. or a something.
Yeah.
I could be totally wrong. I don't know.
Well,
or maybe he's just a giant sexual harasser because that would fit his persona.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That would work.
I don't know.
Because it kind of goes back to, is it Nick who pushed the girl into the swimming pool
yeah.
and then she was paralyzed?
Yeah, that was Nick.
Kind of, you know, something
and then
comparable.
Victor paid her off
yeah.
or something. Yeah.
Something comparable to that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah,
maybe
so,
Kyle,
and that'll come out.
I mean, Kyle
soon
did
enough.
Already admit, like, a lot of drinking, a lot of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A lot of women.
Oh, well, yeah, a lot of women.
You know, and Lola's just kind of like, okay, great. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
You know, now you're Mr. Stay at Home, and
Mr.
I'm fine
Stay
with that
at home.
Home with
yeah.
that too.
Until it turns out that he has a
kid who's 12.
With an underage woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Child, underage. I don't think right. underage woman isn't a thing.
Oh, you and your words.
So I don't know. Either way, okay, so let's talk about the party.
Mm-hmm.
So Mariah, so first Abby was planning a bachelorette party for Lola.
Right. And Theo wanted to do a bachelor party, old school style,
yeah.
for
yes. Kyle.
Kyle.
Which Kyle just kept shooting down mm-hmm. over and over.
Yeah,
and then Mariah came up with her own genius idea of throwing a big party for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Although, how is that a bachelorette party?
It's I wanted not. To ask.
Yeah.
I it mean, felt more like a rehearsal dinner.
It felt more like an engagement party.
Yeah, totally. It was not a bachelor or bachelorette party.
No. And you know, back in the day when I was engaged, we did have a joint bachelor, bachelorette party.
Okay.
Back in the swinging 90. And... But at a certain point, the girls went off and we did our own thing. And the boys went off separately and they did their own thing.
Sure.
So there were still elements of...
I mean, I'm not...
This is a gender-specific group.
I'm not trying to be, like, super old school and then, like, this is how it should be. But I just felt like... Maybe I'm too into labels. It was not that kind of party.
No,
it just seemed like a celebration of them coming together.
Yeah.
Not like this is sort of my last time to be wild and hang out with my friends.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There were no strippers.
They spent the whole time
together.
There
were no hookers. Yeah. There was no one coming out of a cake of any kind.
No.
You know, it was just a party. And it was looked like it was a pretty cool party.
Sure. You know, yeah, it was a good party.
They appeared to be having fun. Yeah. But it wasn't what I would call a bachelor bachelorette party.
No. So either way, so Mariah throws him this party on. Was that on the roof of the athletic club? Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Which we haven't seen in a while.
Which Devon paid to rent it out.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And I thought it was. It did look like a good summer party. Mm-hmm. Like it was kind of tropical and cool.
Well, they had a Miami theme. Yes. The bride is from Miami.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Sure. But then it was like, well, I mean, this is always the problem with any party in Young and the Restless is that you just don't have a lot of friends.
Right.
So you have to invite everyone.
Right. It was a lot of extras.
Yeah.
And a couple people, I was like watching them in the background and just going, well, what's her story?
Yeah. I know. I was totally like, who's that guy?
Yeah.
The whole time. Yeah, so they had the party, and everything seemed to be going pretty well. Like,
Well, Sharon and Ray didn't realize that the other was going to be there, and then they, you know, you're here, and then they just said, you know what, let's just be adults about this, and we'll go our separate ways, and you stay away from me, and I'll stay away from you, and we can both have a good time at this party for the people that we care about. And
Because
again, Sharon being an adult is weird.
Yeah. She's turned over a new leaf.
I know.
That whole college degree thing.
It really changed her life.
And so the party had like different pockets of people or things kind of happening. But so Tessa like wrote a song.
Which I thought was cute. The song and the slideshow.
So you think Tessa looks different?
Yeah, she looked really different. I don't know if it's, and it's something about her hair. I didn't recognize her. And then it was like, well, wait, that's her singing. Okay, that is her. I don't know. It was just something.
I do think that she has a new look.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to attribute that to Mariah now being her manager. And, you know, they had to like, they did agree she should change her look a little bit, but not like so
not
much that, yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like they're just kind of like updating her or something like that. So she sang a song and then like some people made some nice toasts and so everything was cool. And then,
cause nobody was crazy drunk.
Not yet.
Which again, not accurate for what type of party that's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking of my own, and it was too much. But so then you had Abby, who's just been in this weird salty mood.
Well,
what's going on with her?
I don't understand what her problem was, because she's established with Nate as being a couple, but she got all up in Summer's grill for bringing Theo as her plus one.
Well, even...
Like, that was even... relevant.
I just feel like something is going on with Abby that I feel like is going to come, like something, I don't really get it. Because even her and Nate, they went out on a date, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was kind of like, did they go back to his place or it got a little,
physical.
And then she ditched out on him, was like, oh no, I got to go. And she's just been kind of giving him the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
And he's been seeing a kind of a different side of her.
Yeah. And someone, I can't remember who it was. It was either Elena or Lola gave him the advice saying, you know what, just back off.
Yeah.
You're pushing a little too hard.
Yeah.
And for a girl like her, you need to let her come to you.
Yeah.
And so that's what he did. Uh-huh. And then Abby's all freaking out and he's, oh, well, yes. You know, why is he being so standoffish?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, he's following your trail, lady.
But then she got mad at Mariah for throwing the party, which I kind of agreed. I felt like Mariah, because Abby was already planning a party for Lola. And then Mariah was like, by the way, I'm planning the party.
And it's going to be better. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so I was kind of with Abby on that one. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was kind of rude. But I mean, Mariah is so nice that you could just kind of. But so then Summer showed up. Yeah. And then they got into it. What were they even fighting about?
I can't even remember.
All I know is like drinks were thrown. Hair was pulled.
Well, like ice bucket over the head.
Yeah.
Thrown. I think someone might have called someone a slut.
Yeah. Something like that. It was a really good cat fight. I thought
it was okay.
I didn't feel like it
was good. I didn't feel like the actresses were having as much fun as actresses in the past having that same cat fight.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe it's a, you know, in a few years they'll figure out, you know, sit down with Sharon and Nikki and
how do you really do this?
Yeah. Where it's, yeah. You know.
But so while they're having their cat fight on the other side of the room, Theo and Kyle are getting into it because Theo is like, man, you're just not fun anymore.
So boring.
And
you're wearing a polo shirt. Oh, my God.
Yeah. When you got your dad polo on. So then they get into like a brawl.
It was less of a brawl than it was a pushing match.
It was a little, yeah.
Like, don't push me. Yeah, I'll push you. Don't poke me.
Yeah.
Like it was a bro fight.
They could have done more.
Yeah.
So it was kind of wild.
Mm-hmm. But then they broke, you know.
Oh, yeah. Then Lola was like,
bystanders,
stop.
Yeah. Broke it all up. And Lola gave a little speech about, you know. This is not why we're here and knock it
and
off.
I was thinking that is exactly why we're here because like if I was one of those extras, I'd be like, yes, they're fighting and they're fighting and now it's a party.
And now it's food fight.
Yeah. You know? Jump in the pool.
Right. Well, that's where the fight between Summer and Abby didn't.
Yeah.
It
could have gotten
have
yeah,
that climax
true.
Moment of them falling into the pool.
Which
no
it totally
one fell
could
in the
have.
Pool and I was disappointed because that set used to have a pool.
Yeah. And so, where'd that pool go? It's like it's gone.
It's covered up.
That's weird.
Someone fell in one too many times, and for liability reasons, they filled it in and made it a
I
dance
guess
floor.
So. Huh.
What did you think of the dancing?
It's always weird. It's slow. I don't know. Was there?
Well, because they were, you know, making a big deal out of
like what dancers
doing the lawnmower
they were. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And I was just like, this is sad.
Yeah.
You know, this is...
Was
this
Lauren there?
No.
Because Lauren has had some great dance scenes in the past.
Right, yeah.
So I think if Lauren had been there,
she would have
brought the party.
It. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, no, the dancing was sad. And the space that they allowed on the set for dancing held about 6 people.
Yeah, because they got to make it look, you know, like
right. It's
a party.
Yeah.
They can't have, like, people really far apart.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a good scene. Or actually, I feel like that scene was like a few days long. But
right,
it was fun because everybody was there and there were good outfits and you know. But so the wedding is next week.
I hope so.
I mean, it was basically like they're making it out like the next day.
Yeah.
Okay. I want some action at that wedding.
Yeah. Well, the action, I think. Is going to be that
Kyle's unborn child. Kyle's
unknown child.
Yes. Yeah. This missing in action child returns.
No, it's going to be Jack is going to go down to Miami and get Mama Rosales.
Okay. Oh,
Celeste,
yeah.
To I do come think to happen. The wedding.
Yeah.
Because Kyle and was moaning and groaning about how, you know, oh, Lola's mom isn't going to be there. And I've been trying so hard to get her to come back, and she just
What does it
won't.
Matter? She wasn't there for the liver stuff.
No, because she didn't know. But yeah.
Okay.
But I think that's going to be the big reveal, is that she is going to show up, and she's going to show up with the dad.
Okay.
And that will be a big...
Oh, yeah. Duh. How did I forget about that?
But then Celeste and Jack are going to hook up.
Yeah, I could see that.
And, you know, they
Hope
can
so.
Be a couple.
Yeah.
I can see Jack falling... hard for her.
Totally.
You know, in his Jack way. And
yeah.
Trying to pass
I support
off
that.
His Spanish. And
pass
you know.
Off his Spanish, no.
Because
oh,
he's spoken Spanish before.
Yeah, when he was, remember when he had that evil twin drug lord?
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Marco.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Who was really a I don't know, a drug lord who got his face. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember
but he
how
was,
that happened.
He spoke Spanish.
Yes. See. So yeah, I can see that Jack and because Jack's been, you know, trying to find a girlfriend for the last couple
for
of weeks.
For a while.
So
it's time.
Yeah.
He needs a fall romance because summer's almost over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially because when Christmas rolls around, he doesn't like to spend it alone.
No, he really
it's
doesn't.
It's really important that he wines and dines a woman around the holidays and gets very sentimental about it.
Yep.
And then once the holidays are over,
bam, lonely again. Maybe that'll be the Christmas miracle, is that Jack spends Christmas alone. It's a miracle.
You'll have like the ghost of Christmas past come and be like, all these times you've been with all
it's
of these
like,
different
we
women.
We gave you so many opportunities.
Yeah.
You do not get any more wishes.
No more.
I'm sorry. You could forget it.
Or you could just spend it with Victor.
There you go.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think that might be it.
Yeah. Nothing too wild. I keep thinking something's around the corner.
I think the wedding. The wedding is going to be...
Do you think they'll get married? Do you think, like, rings will be on the fingers, vows will be said, and it'll be like, kiss your bride, you're married?
I think 50-50.
Mm.
I think either something will stop them.
Yeah. I'm not...
Someone, not something. I don't think that there's going to be, like, a hurricane that comes through or a disaster of any kind, but I think for some reason, Lola's going to run out on Kyle.
I could see it. Because he's got his heart really set on her.
Yeah.
And
big time.
We know he has secrets.
Yeah.
So it's got to come out.
And she's
out.
An open book. She
yeah.
She has no well, exes to show up.
No.
You know, she has no kids.
What happened to her running her restaurant? Remember how that was such a big deal? And now,
yeah, that was
does she
the
even
other,
do that anymore?
That's the be in my bonnet right now. It's like, how can you even have any time off? You have a brand new restaurant.
Yeah.
You should be living at the restaurant.
Yes.
Not.
Yeah. And she used to be.
Yeah. But not anymore.
Mm. I don't think that's a good image. It's not a good look for a young, independent career woman.
No. Not if you want your business to succeed.
They were like, you guys are making out in the lobby all the time. Can you just don't show up anymore?
Someone else was in the kitchen making out. I guess it was
Abby and Nate.
And I was like, God, how awful to be the dishwasher at that business. Because you have to go and find something else to do all the time.
I worked at a restaurant when I, in my teens, early 20s. Mm-hmm. And I was not involved.
Is that the
place? I was a hostess and
with
an expo. Mostest. Yeah. And I walked in on people all the time.
Okay. All right.
Like people, you know, when you're like 18 years old, you think that when somebody's 45, they're going to have their life together. So like in my mind, I thought, you know, like, oh my God, like these people are so immature.
Right.
And now I'm like, oh, well, I realize
that's
not.
That, yeah.
But all the time. And I remember thinking these are the people also preparing and delivering the food and feeling guilty.
Yeah.
I still delivered it for them, you know, whatever.
Good for
seated
you.
People. Yeah. Those were my role models.
Yeah. Oh,
anyway, so it's not a far stretch for me to see Abby and Nate making out. It was worse when Kyle and Lola were digging through the garbage
that was
with
disgusting.
The garbage on their faces.
Yeah.
That was gross.
That was disgusting.
So. Okay.
So go wash your faces, listeners.
Yeah. And your hands.
Yeah.
And don't think about who's delivering your food when you're at the restaurant.
Don't think about your food.
Don't forget that you can find us on The Young and the Restless Recap on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever emails. We don't really have an email.
We really don't.
You could send me a message on Instagram, though.
There you go.
Say hi.
Yeah.
And we'll see you after Kyle and Lola's wedding.
Yeah.